A magnet school in the Jonesboro School District is doing something that's catching on across the nation, bringing science to students.
All right, what would you say about this bed?
This is our mixed lettuce bed.
Melinda Smith is a teacher of gifted and talented students at the Health, Wellness, and Environmental Studies Elementary School in Jonesboro. They're getting ready for a plant sale that takes place tomorrow. 18 raised beds are in an outdoor garden in the middle of the school. Smith's fifth graders have joined the other students in planting the plants and caring for the garden. I got a chance to talk to Smith, and she tells about the garden.
We're standing right here in our student garden, and we raise things here for our school, but our big fundraiser to keep our efforts here is we have a plant sale every year. And the kids have been starting, we have two small greenhouses, and the kids have been starting by seed planting in the greenhouse. And then when it got warm enough, we actually got to plant more and be able to make enough plants, you know, to sell. But we've got all kinds of things. We've got vegetable starters for those that are doing their garden. We've got cucumbers, watermelon. We have tomatoes and peppers and squash and just some nice things that will do well in gardens in Arkansas. We also have herbs, lots of variety of herbs, rosemary and mint and basil and all kinds of culinary type herbs. And then we have flowers too for those who are just like flowers. But this is an effort for our kids to have ownership in growing plants. And our main goal here at our school at Health and Wellness is if they're growing these kinds of things, they're likely to eat these kinds of things. So we're hoping that this leads to gardening at home, making healthier food choices, you know, on their own at home.
And Smith says the garden helps bring science applications to life.
Not only do we have gardens, but our teachers use this as a learning environment. If a teacher is teaching about pollination, they bring them out here and they see pollinators. Or if they're teaching about root, parts of the plant, then they can actually see that their carrots are roots, or the sunflowers have stems, or the strawberries have the bloom. So our teachers use this as a learning environment. And we have a student kitchen. We had our kitchen enlarged where our cafeteria girls got a whole new kitchen. Well, it left our old kitchen abandoned, and we made a student kitchen out of that. So we can actually take this produce or the things that we grow out here and take it in and cook with it and kind of expand their palate that way by cooking with it in our kitchen.
And Smith tells what the students are learning with the garden.
Kind of a little bit of entrepreneurship. I mean, they can see that this could actually be a business. Maybe they could be a part of a business, but they're seeing the value is if they don't water these plants that we can't, and they die, then they can't be sold at our plant sale. And also just kind of a back to nature thing. A lot of our kids are living in apartment complexes or housing areas where there's not yards or gardening type spaces, and so this gives them a chance to be out in nature and see things that are growing, that they know where potatoes come from, they know where carrots come from, they know what insects are not good to have in the garden, they know what insects are good to have in the garden. So instead of just reading about that, they are seeing that, you know, hands-on and just in a real life, a real world type experience.
And Smith says the garden also provides students with an opportunity to get active.
It's no secret that our obesity rate in children is high. And just out here, I mean, this is hard work. If you look, we've got 18 raised beds right here in this one garden, and we got two other outdoor classrooms. I mean, when they're out here, they are working. It's physical movement. They're not sitting in a chair 24/7 in their learning experience. Mm-hmm. They're out here actually moving, and sometimes it's not all pleasant. It gets hot out here, you know. So it is a type of physical activity that they wouldn't get by reading about pollination in a book.
Sure.
So, and not just in the school day, but if they could take this home and garden at home, then that's more physical activity instead of just sitting at home on a video game. So that's our goal, not just what we're doing in school, but making a life learner experience out of them where they can take this home and use it.
And Smith also says it gives students an opportunity to solve problems.
You know, you hear about this out-of-a-box learning or out-of-a-box teaching. I think you're seeing a movement. The buzzword, if you're in the education business, the buzzword is Common Core. And that's what the new standards that are coming down from the national level is more hands-on, project-based, learning, where it is real world. The studies show that employees aren't knowing how to work in groups and really problem solve. And I'm telling you what, the garden is a very good place to problem solve. If we find a leaf that's been invaded by an insect, we've got to problem solve that. And we got to figure out what's causing that and find a healthy way to fix that. So it is a very hands-on, real-world challenge. And, and some kids, they need to learn how to work in groups and collaborate with each other. When they're in the workforce or when they're in the college environment, that collaboration is very important. It's not just I'm learning this by myself type thing. They're learning how to collaborate and problem solve together. So this just happens to be a wonderful venue to do that.
And Smith says the idea for this took place a couple of years ago when she went to California to see what other schools were doing and how they were implementing learning in the garden, the kitchen, and the classroom. Smith says they set up their magnet schools and the students love it. Like Noah Marshall, who's a fifth grader, and he tells what he's learned from the program.
Mostly just how that you can make a business doing this, and it's just really cool.
Fifth grader Ben Franks tells what he likes about the garden.
Well, mostly just by getting the plants planting and letting them grow.
Okay. I have a real good story with Ben. We started planting, it was tarragon, wasn't it, Ben?
Yeah.
Ben planted tarragon seeds, and we would come out, he said, I've got to check on my tarragon. So they get ownership into planting what they see and then actually see what that plant looks like when it grows. Because in a seed, it's hard to predict what it's going to look like. So Ben was really interested in his tarragon. So, and his tarragon looks great today for the sale.
Very good. So you happy with how it turned out?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth grader Caleb Sippa.
Well, this is just a good experience for teachers and parents and all of our kids here at HWS, and it's a good way to spread plants to people to help our environment get better.
What do you like most about this class?
It's a good way to spend time with our friends and Miss Smith, our wonderful teacher, and we have fun and gifted and talented.
Fifth grader Amanda Green tells how she learned math lessons from the garden.
We had to measure the beds and all the beds, the rain barrels, because we were prepping up for benchmark, and so we had to come out here to do that.
Fantastic. So this is what you were talking about, that math component as well.
Yes, and like she said, they learned about all these skills in class, but the application level is a higher order thinking. So not they learned about measurement, but to come out here and actually do it, that's a way higher level of a thinking. And I appreciate seeing teachers take advantage of that.
And Smith says a plant sale takes place at the school's parking lot from 8 to 4 tomorrow and from 5 to 7 tomorrow night at the Vegetable Garden Courtyard. Proceeds from the sale go back into the school for next year's garden. Smith says the garden's an important learning tool for all of the students at the Health, Wellness, and Environmental Studies Magnet School in Jonesboro.